Blades hockey with one of the goaltenders for the Blades, Levi Precious, comes out of Buffalo, Minnesota, but spent a little bit of time out east in your first year of junior hockey last winter. And Levi, what's that story?
So I don't know. There's a whole bunch of different connections out there. My one of the people that my dad played hockey with in high school, he has a kid my age, and so they kept in touch, and that's how I got hooked up with the team out there. But no, it was a good experience, but I just figured wanted to be closer to home, and I knew Wilson we come from the same hometown.
Okay.
And so kind of hooked me up there, and he's done a lot for me since. So.
Okay, and how's that transition then early on to be a veteran yet be a new player on the team? How's it going early?
It's going good. I have the chance to be an assistant captain for this team and be a leader, and so I'm taking that with the chip on my shoulder, right? And so I can lead these guys on the team in the right direction. So
is it kind of unusual, or at least I think it is a bit unusual, to have one of the, even if it's an assistant captain, to be a goalie? Is that a little bit unusual?
Yeah, you definitely don't see it as much as you used to. But I mean, there's still certain cases around any league where there are the goalies are the captains. So.
And what do you like about that, or what are you taking to heart in that responsibility?
Well, really, just the impact I can have on my my teammates. Obviously, I don't need a letter on my jersey to be a leader to these kids, but apparently, coach felt that I could help the team out with a letter on my jersey. So,
Talk about the way the goaltenders work together. You're competing for that playing time, yet you got to support each other. What's that relationship like here early on?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, both Bents and Riggs, they're both really good guys. We all have a good time. We connect really well with each other. But that's also the same aspect for the friendly competition, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're constantly pushing each other day in and day out to be better, and, only one of us can play, right? So we're competing for that starting spot.
So Bents comes out of Hungary. What dynamic does that add to have a guy from another part of the world, and how is the kind of, is there a language barrier?
No, actually, Bents, he speaks great English,
okay.
And so we can understand him very well. I've played with guys in the past that, you know, like, there's a language barrier there, but no, Bents, he's a really good kid, right? So we're very happy to have him here on this team.
So as one of the captains, you've got players under you that are from 4, 5, 6 different countries in the world. What about overall? Are there some language barriers with any of the other guys, and how do you overcome?
There are some guys that speak a little less English
mm-hmm.
than others, but we all work together, and like we have our own little translators, right? So we use our teammates to help us out, but no, it's we're really starting to click now, and so.
Okay, what's your story of becoming a goalie? What got you into it? How early of an age, and what kind of opened that door for you?
So actually, my dad was a goaltender, and so he played through college at Augsburg, and ever since I was a little kid, I've always just been, always stuck to the front of the net, right, in the defensive zone, and so ever since I was a mite, 5, 6 years old, I've had the pads on. So.
Okay. And the idea, and I think you've already talked, maybe it's a, you may have mentioned at the beginning, the idea of getting into junior hockey and such, just a strong family connection to hockey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, my daddy played through his entire life, and he still does now, too. And he's, almost 50? Right, and so I'm hoping I can do that too. So
okay, and you take on a big role as a goalie. Of course, there's your last line of defense and everything like that. What do you kind of do to kind of push a play past yourself when a mistake does happen or something like that, and bounce back? What type of attitude do you have to be a success in goal, knowing that you make a mistake and the other team scores?
Yeah, really, it's just about keeping a level head. I have a goalie coach back home in Buffalo. His name is Bill Manuel. Great guy. He helped me become the goalie I am today. But just keeping a level head, right, and focus on the next shot. So there's nothing you can do about what just happened. Just focus on the next one.
What do you love about either goaltending or just in general hockey? You know, you've been doing it for so long, and now you're doing it at the junior level. What do you just enjoy about it so much?
Really, just the great connection you make with the guys, right? Obviously, it's fun to play a sport that you love, but really the connections and the relationships you make with these guys, that's something you wouldn't get anywhere else, right? So we're just a big family here.
All right. Well, Levi, how about a hobby outside of hockey? What do you do when you do have a little bit of time off?
I actually live on an apple orchard up in Buffalo, Deer Lake Apple Orchard, and so I work the farm up there. So.
All right. Well, fun stuff. Levi Preichus, right? I think I messed it up in the beginning there, but we'll get her down once we see you in goal, and a little bit of repetition will help. But Levi out of Buffalo, Minnesota, thanks for your time. Good luck on the season.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you.